Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Let me see now. I'll want this little box of medicines, the thermometer, a stethoscope, some cotton wool. Do you know where the doctor keeps his antiseptics, Nellie?
I'm not sure, miss, but I think they're in that cabinet over there.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. Now, I wonder what else I'll need. By the way, where's Poole?
He went away yesterday morning, miss.
Went away?
Yes. I'm not certain, but I think he's gone to try and get Dr. Lanyon to come back from his honeymoon. He's been awful worried over the master, miss.
Yes, yes, I suppose so. Has Mrs. Poole been in charge while he's away?
Yes, miss. She's downstairs now, getting a tray ready to take over to the doctor.
A tray?
That's his orders, miss. 3 times a day, food's to be taken over to him. It's to be placed outside the door, and then whoever goes over with it is to leave at once. We never see him, miss. There's the empty tray waiting for us when we get back, and not another sign.
I see.
There's Mrs. Poole coming up with his supper now, miss. Will I tell her you're here?
No, no. I'll go out and see her myself. Ask someone to get me a cab, will you? I must hurry away as soon as I can.
Yes, miss. I'll do it right away.
Thank you. Mrs. Poole.
Lord, Miss Peters, how you gave me a start. I never dreamt of seeing you back here so soon. Are you feeling better, miss?
Yes. Yes, I'm all right. There was nothing really the matter with me. I only needed a little rest. Tell me, Mrs. Poole, have you seen Dr. Jekyll?
No, miss. None of us has. Not since the night after you left.
And how was he then?
Oh, dreadful moody and depressed, miss. Never touched a bite of his food and didn't say a word to no one. Poole told me that he spent most of the night in his study writing letters. Round about daybreak, he heard him pacing up and down like as if he had something terrible on his mind.
Yes, go on.
Well, you know, miss, that Poole's never the one to pry on his master. But the fact is that he was that worried, he never slept a wink the whole night through. At last, he got that bad that he got up out of his bed.
Did he see the doctor?
No, miss, but he heard him. He came back pale and trembling and sat on the edge of the bed, not knowing what to do. He told me that he heard the doctor sobbing down in that empty room, and it fair broke his heart to listen to it.
Oh, if only I'd been here.
Well, I don't know that you could have helped, miss. It wasn't long after that that we both of us heard him slam the door that leads to the courtyard at the back of the house. Then we heard his footsteps going over the paving stones and the sound of his key in the lock of that building where his laboratory is. I don't know why it was, miss, but the both of us held our breath. There seemed to be something strange about the sound of his footsteps dragging slow and terrible across them stones. And then the door shut, and there was silence. And there's not been any one of us has set our eyes on him from that time on. Oh, Miss Peters, what do you think's come over him?
I don't know, Mrs. Poole. I don't know. But we must do as he says. Leave him alone and hope and pray that it will pass.
Will you come out with me now? I daresn't go alone. I always get one of the maids to come with me.
Why? What are you afraid of?
Wait till you hear her.
Hear what?
Come with me now and listen for yourself. It's time I took this food across. I dursn't be a minute late.
All right. Wait a minute. I'll open the door. Oh, listen to that wind.
Oh, I hate this courtyard. Always damp and never gets the sun. Look, the sky's quite bright, but it's dark in here already. Mind where you're going. Them stones are full of holes.
Look.
What? Oh, it's him, sitting at the window. Oh, the poor gentleman, how pale and ill he looks. Oh,
he hasn't seen us yet. Don't move. Stay in the doorway, and I'll go and speak to him. Henry? Henry?
Helen, what are you doing here?
I came to see you, Henry. I heard that you were sick. I'm so glad to see you, dear.
You must go away, Helen.
Please don't send me away. I just want to be near you in case there's anything that I can do.
No. No, it's quite impossible. You can do nothing. I beg of you to go. Now, at once.
But why?
Because... Oh, Helen!
Harry! Harry, what's the matter?
Oh, Miss Peters, Miss Peters. Oh, what does it mean?
Did you see?
Yes. What's come over him? That look on his face before he shut the window down. It froze the very blood in me veins.
Listen.
Oh, that's it. That's what we've been hearing all the week. Day and night it is. Do you wonder that none of us dares come out here alone?
Oh, this can't go on. We've got to do something.
Yes, but what? That's why Poole's gone for Dr. Lanyon. We had to have some help.
Oh, but he mightn't be here for days. Oh, I'm going to do something now. Are you willing to come?
I've got to go into that place for the food. And none of the others will venture.
Come along, then. We'll go together. Oh, just listen to that wind. Heavens. Dark in here. I can hardly see a thing.
There's a lantern just inside the door. Wait a minute till I light it.
There. Oh, that's better. Now, you wait here.
Where are you going, Miss Peters?
I'm going to speak to him through the door.
Oh, no, you mustn't.
Don't you realize that something dreadful has happened to Dr. Jekyll? You expect me to stand by and do nothing about it?
Oh, but listen to that voice crying in the room up there. Is that Dr. Jekyll?
Who else can it be?
Whoever it is that's crying out like that, it's never Dr. Jekyll. I've served him 20 years, miss, and I couldn't be deceived. There's someone else in that room with him. But who it is and why he stays there is something that I dursn't even guess at.
All the same, I'm going to speak to him. You wait here and I'll go up the stairs alone.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't, miss. I do indeed.
Henry, can you hear me?
Who's there?
It's Helen. Henry, won't you see me?
Go away.
But Henry, I wanted to...
Go away. Go away. How dare you come here? I told you not to come. Go. Go.
I want to help you. You must let me in.
Help me? You? You fool, weak, trembling thing. You think you've got it in your power to do anything for me? I'm beyond the power of heaven or hell. Get away. Get away before I tear down this door and show you what I am.
My master's voice, Miss Peters.
No.
Oh, you see, it ain't any use. We'll have to wait till Poole comes back with Dr. Lanyon.
Are you there, Miss Peters?
Yes, Nellie, what is it?
The cab's been waiting for you, miss. The man says he can't stop much longer.
Oh, very well, I'll come now. Nellie, will you stay here with Mrs. Poole while she takes the tray to the door?
Oh, dear.
All right, then. I'll stay if you're nervous.
No, it'll be all right. It's just that it there gives me the creeps over there.
Well, if I can go right up to that door and put the tray down, you ought to be able to stay down here.
Very well, then, but don't be too long.
Oh, you needn't worry over that. You go, Miss Peters. We'll be all right.
I must go to that sick child. And if I miss this cab, goodness knows how long it will be before I get another one.
Of course, miss. Nellie, stop looking over your shoulder like that. There's nothing in that corner but a pile of empty boxes.
I'll come back just as soon as I can, Mrs. Poole. Will you prepare a room for me? I'll stay here until Dr. Lanyon gets back.
Yes, miss, that I will. And I'll be right glad to have you with us.
I'll be back about 11 o'clock, I suppose.
And you'll find me sitting up. I'll have some supper ready for you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. I'll go back to the house.
Oh, listen to him. Oh, do I need this film? Oh, I can't abide it, if that's the truth.
Oh, I'll okay. Pull yourself together now like a good girl.
Open this door,
me in.
Oh, I'm sorry, miss.
What have you got this door locked for?
We always keep it locked when we eat in corn office.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm the kitchen boy, miss.
What are you doing up here in the main house?
If you please, miss, all the servants have been coming up here at night. The servants all at the back. We hear him two gun plane there.
I see. Well, I suppose it's all right.
Mrs. Poole's letting us sit down the fire in a big entrance hall. It helps to keep our spirits up.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of. The doctor's very ill, that's all. And there's no...
Help! Help! Mommy, what's that?
Help! Help! Nelly, here, quiet. What's the matter?
Oh, I saw him. He came out through the door.